everybody. This is Elizabeth from Drama Chua. Today we're going to talk about Healer versus City Hunter. And I'm going to talk about both dramas today. And I'm going to give you a little taste of both dramas OST, which is original soundtrack. So first we're going to go with City Hunter. City Hunter was a drama of 2011. Okay, it came out in 2011 and it starred Lee Min Ho and Park Min Young. And then Healer has Ji Chang Wook and Park Min Young. So Healer is basically Park Min Young's redemption from City Hunter, because there she was a bodyguard for the Blue House, which is South Korea's version of the White House. And she despite her post, I don't think she was as much as a badass in that drama as she was in Healer, which just came out here in this year. It came out last year, sorry. So it ended this year, but it started in 2014. So let's go with City Hunter first. And City Hunter, I don't know. I think the Healer, okay, I'm going to get to the review later about the different aspects of it and what I like and which one I like and why. So first, just the facts. So City Hunter stars Lee Min Ho as Lee Yoon Sung. But Koreans don't say Lee. They say Lee Yoon Sung. So Lee Yoon Sung, it's a little boy. He's the baby of a soldier. And the soldier and his friends were both soldiers for the Korean army. Okay, so the story begins when North Koreans bomb a government building with South Koreans in it, with South Korean government people in it. So the South Korean government, which is composed of like five people, there's like a Secretary of Defense, Education, whatever, these five guys, who includes one who is the leader and maybe the only redeemable person, who is the future president of the country, these five guys decide to send soldiers to North Korea via the Han River, and their mission is to kill people in a government building as well. So they dispatch all these soldiers to North Korea, and these soldiers kill everybody. And as they're coming back, you know, you see a scene of these five guys. They're at the round table in a mockery of King Arthur and his knights, because these guys are not all good. You know, four of them are horrible and one of them is redeemable. So they decide, hey, America is trying to sign a treaty with us, and they're not going to sign if they see that we went to North Korea to fight them, because the point of the treaty is to, like, stop conflict between the two Koreas and just everybody be on their side. North Koreans, you could go with your Russians and, you know, go with your communists and starve. And South Koreans, you can be with the U.S. and, you know, live well. So that's what happened. That's an oversimplification of the Korean War, but whatever. So they go and they're like, we can't have the U.S. finding out that we sent all these killers or these soldiers to assassinate all those government officials in North Korea. So what we're going to do is we're going to kill all our own soldiers, so that there's no evidence left behind that South Korea did this. So they send an elite sniper in a submarine to kill everybody. And our second lead is Lee Jin-pyul. And he's this older guy who is a soldier, who is one of the soldiers out in the waters. I mean, these guys have just come back. They're back in the water. They're supposed to get picked up by the submarine to go home back to South Korea, and they're all in the water with their guns. Some of them are injured and they're trying to get there, and the sniper just comes out and starts shooting at all of them. And Lee Jin-pyul's Lee Jinpyo's friend, Park Moo-hyo, or whatever, he covers his friend, and he's like, he sees what's going on, and he covers his friend, and, you know, that's it. He dies, and Lee Jinpyo just stays underwater, and he's the only one that survives out of all the soldiers. And I think it was about 21 soldiers that were sent there, and he was the only one that survived. So Lee Jinpyo vows revenge, and on the other side in Seoul is Park Moo-hyo's, his friend that covered him and took the bullet for him. It's Park Moo-hyo's wife who's having a kid that's not his, we later find out. She's having a kid. And I think Park Moo-hyo knew that. But even so, like, you have a wife. Like, why would you give up your life for your friend? Your friend doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have any ties. Like, you need to think about yourself. Like, you could have attempted to save him, but you're not going to, like, die for him when, you know, you have to go back and protect your wife and your kid. Well, your adopted kid, as it stands. But anyway. So Lee Jinpyo, he vows revenge, and he's like, you're not going to get away with this. And he totally knew it was those five guys. So he's like, I'm going to go after you. So the main guy, the leader of the group that decided to send the soldiers, is Choi Eun-chan. I'm murdering his name. Choi Eun-chan. And he is the future president of South Korea. And at the moment, I think he's just one of the officers, like the secretary of something, or like a congressman or something. So anyway, he's like, you know, he was the one that promised them, you know, I'm going to have a submarine waiting for you. I'm going to promise you that you guys are going to come back safe. You know, it was his idea to do this. And for him to kill their soldiers and agree to kill all those soldiers, Lee Jinpyo can't bear it. So he's like, I'm coming after you. So then, you know, he puts a knife to his neck, and then, you know, he just goes off into the night. And as I said, on the other side of Seoul was the woman having the baby, Lee Yeon-sun. And she has the baby, and she leaves her baby outside. I mean, what kind of mother leaves her baby outside in the cold while she goes in the house to get something? Like, I wouldn't even leave my baby for 5 seconds, especially if I have the type of house that I just have a gate. Anybody could come in, take my baby, and just go, which is exactly what happened, because Lee Jinpyo decides, I'm old. I'm not going to be able to carry out this revenge. I don't have any money. I don't have any resources. I don't have any way to get to these powerful guys. So he decides that he's a very patient man, because I don't know how you could take like 28 odd years and to carry out your revenge. I don't have that patience. I'm like, I'm killing you now. So anyway, he decides to steal her baby, which is his friend's adopted son. He decides to steal her baby to raise him to be a killer, an assassin. And he's gonna train this kid, he's gonna educate him, he's gonna train him with martial arts, weapons, whatever, to get him to kill these guys. And here's what I don't understand. He knew who these guys were. You know, these were the five guys. He was in the White House. His friend was in the, well, not the White House, the Blue House. He was in the Blue House. His friend was in the Blue House. They knew who they were. They knew the directives. They knew who was giving them the directives. And his purpose was to kill them. His purpose wasn't even to, like, you know. I mean, I guess his purpose was to expose them and then kill them. But I'm like, if you're just going to kill them, just kill them. But, you know, I get it. I guess I get it that he wanted to expose them. And to expose them, he needed power, resources, and access. And he couldn't get that at his old age, especially since they knew who he was. And, you know, that's another thing. The future president, Choi Eun-chan, did not tell anybody that this guy was alive. So the other four are completely caught by surprise. But anyway. So you see Lee Yeon-sun, and he was raised in Thailand by Lee Jinpyo. And his father raises him to be very tough. He's not very, you know, he's not praising him. He's not loving him, whatever. He has an adoptive mother that gives him love, and she's from Thailand, whatever. I think I've seen her in some Thai dramas, actually. So that was pretty awesome. Cameo from Thailand. Yay. So she raises him, and he's raised to be a killer. He knows weapons. He knows martial arts. He's badass. And Lee Min-ho, he's a pretty boy. But, you know, he has those long legs. And every time he kicks, he's the best runner I've ever seen on television. You know, usually a lot of actors, they overpronate or they I don't know. But they just run weird. But Lee Min-ho is so fast. Like, he is so fast, and I just love how he runs and how he puts his hand, and just everything about him is great. There's nothing compares. So he grows up and he goes to the US, he goes to MIT, he graduates as an IT engineer, and he gets hired by the Blue House. And in the Blue House, of course, he has access. In the Blue House, he meets Kim Nana. And Kim Nana is played by Park Min Young, and she's a bodyguard in the Blue House. And what happens is that, actually, let me go back. So he saved this older guy in Thailand, and this older guy has a picture of Kim Nana, and that's when he first saw her. And he was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful, and her skin's so white. I don't know why Koreans say that, your skin's so white, so what? But anyway. So her skin's a white, he loves her, and, you know, he loves her at first sight with that picture. So he goes to Korea, and I think he purposely seeks her out. She's, apart from her bodyguard job, she's also a thaedi. And thaedis in Korea are night drivers. Basically, they drive drunk people around, which I think is a pretty neat thing in South Korea. I wish they had that in New York. I don't think they have that in New York. I think you just drunk drive and get in an accident and die. Koreans are like, we're not going to give up drinking, so we just need preventive measures. So we're just going to get someone to drive us. So anyway, so he hires her, and then he sees that she's working as a titty. And she gets mad because he's like, he's with a girl and he's like making out with her in the back, and she's like, I'm not trying to see this obscene two people kissing, so I'm gonna get out of the car. So anyway, that's how they meet. And then later they see each other in the Blue House, and she's a bodyguard, so they do team building. So the bodyguards teach the IT people martial arts, which is hilarious because he's clearly letting her flip him and do all sorts of things to him, because he's the best martial artist in the freaking building, so he doesn't need a lesson from her. But whatever, sexy time, skinship, all that in this. So anyway, the purpose is that slowly as he goes, he starts uncovering what these people do. So he doesn't know who the five people are, right? His father won't tell him. It's kind of like, okay, his adoptive father, Lee Min-ho, won't tell him, you know? So he's like, okay, I'm guessing it's this guy. So then Lee Min-ho is like, oh yeah, it is that guy. So they have kind of like a competition, because Lee Min-ho wants to expose them and then kill them. And then Ian Sung, he's a good guy and he has a good heart. So he's like, you know, I agree that they did wrong. I agree that they need to be punished and they need to be exposed and they can't do this to more people. So I want to put them in jail and I want to completely humiliate them, but I don't want to kill them because it just is never going to end. If I kill him, then his kids are going to come after me and kill me and my kids. So it's like, it's just never going to stop. I want to stop the cycle of violence right here, right now. So they have kind of a competition. So Lee Min-ho tries to find and humiliate the person and then tries to kill them. And then Lee Min-ho or Lee Yun-sun has to run after him and try to stop him from killing the person, because, you know, he doesn't want to lower himself to their standards. So anyway, they find out that these four politicians are still corrupt, and they've been, you know, one of them was stealing money from children. The children couldn't get money to eat, and they didn't have a parent because the father kind of just left and went away, and Kim Nana was taking, you know, was checking in on them, so that's what was happening. You know, one of them was taking money from college students with scholarships. He was taking their scholarship money, and college students were like, where's the money going? The other one, he made his kids exempt from the army, and he was a military man himself, which was really ironic, and he made up reasons for why his sons couldn't go to the military, and he just wanted to save them from that. So they found a lot of reasons why these politicians were still, you know, corrupt, and they needed to be punished. So what he would do is he would catch them, he would get the evidence, and then he would just deliver them to the front of the police station and call the press. And the press would come, and they'd be in a box or something, and then they open the package, and then they'd be like, oh, snap, this guy. And then he put dog tags around them so that they, you know, they get a clue why they're getting revenge on these guys. But anyway, at the end is the main guy, right? Choi In-chan. He's the only redeemable guy. He's the president of South Korea. He's a you know, he understands that for the country, for the good of the country, sometimes you have to sacrifice your morals. And he's done that all along. And not in a bad, you know, you don't want to be black and white and say, okay, he's just bad. Okay, he is bad because he agreed to do something that was horrific, but in the larger aspect of, hey, let me do a treaty with America and save my whole country, or let me save 20 soldiers, 21 soldiers, and my country's gonna be in hell because everyone's just gonna come and take over. And, you know, Korea has a history, you know, with Japan taking over, China, it's like they're over it, they're done, they don't want to go back to that. So I understand from that aspect. Of course, 21 lives, you don't know how many lives you affected, so, you know, you gotta see some comeuppance coming to you. So he understands that, and he's had that mood all along in this drama that he's resigned. He's like, I know I did something wrong, I know this is gonna come back to haunt me, I'm just gonna try to do as good as I can as a president while I still have the time. Because he knew, like, the way that he acted in this drama, he knew he had a clock ticking, telling him, you are going to get it because of what you did. You're getting your karma, trust me. And at the end, you know, this is a review with spoilers, I'm just going to tell you right now. So if you haven't seen the drama and it sounds exciting and you want to watch it, pause right here or skip ahead so that you don't know what happens next. So Choi In-chan, spoiler alert, is the guy that Park Lee Yoon-sun's mother had sex with, and then they had a baby, which is Lee Yoon-sun. So Lee Yoon-sun has three fathers. He has Park Moo-yeo, which was the one that died. He has Lee Jin-pyo, who basically kidnapped him from his mother. She's been searching for him and crying. She's been sick. You know, it's been an ordeal for her. And all because he wanted his revenge. So, and then the third, the real biological father, Choi In-chan. And he didn't know that she had a kid. So, you know, again, not his fault. So, he turns out to be his father, and then he finds out that that's his father, and, you know, he's been very kind to him the whole drama, because he's a kind guy. It's just he knows that he has to make sacrifices for his country. And another thing was that he would do corrupt deals with politicians just to pass a law, because it's just like here, you know, Barack Obama's just a public figure that waves at us and it's the face of this country, but he doesn't have any power by himself. He doesn't. He has to work with Congress, he has to work with the Senate, everything to make things happen. So it's just the same for Choi In-chan. He has to, you know, bribe people, he has to let them bribe him or whatever just to get his laws passed so he could improve the country. And to him, it's like, I don't care if I do a little, you know, he cares, but it's like, what's more important? He's prioritizing. And I don't think Lee Yoon-sun blames him for that, but he still feels like you did wrong and you have to be punished. So I'll leave the end to you. Watch the drama. It's really good. And the action scenes are really good. Some of them are like, okay, editing people, what's going on? Did you not drink enough coffee? Like, come on. You know, he just dropped, like, he, in one scene, he dropped the guy into the water. And then the guy comes back onto the boat and he's not wet. And I was like, what? It pulled me out of the drama for like 10 minutes. I was like, I'm sorry, but I just saw you kick that guy into the water from this boat. And this guy's on the boat again trying to kick your ass. And he's not wet anywhere. He's not wet in his hair. He's not wet on his feet. Nothing. I heard a splash. This guy was full-fledged at the bottom of the water. And he's still not wet? I'm sorry. Editing people, wake up. And another thing was, Imin-ho jumped from like a ledge to the boat, and they made it seem like he skipped to the boat because the boat was hella far. The boat was hella far, so how did he make it on the boat? Just by skipping there. Anyway, editing mistakes, but still the action was really good. Imin-ho beat people with a spoon, rolled a magazine, a water bottle. Like, he kicked their ass. Like, he made them unconscious with these tools. Like, he used a spoon on the guy. The guy had a knife, and he was just hitting him with the spoon and beat his ass. I was very impressed. So watch it. It's awesome. He's really good looking. Well, I mean, that's his thing. That's his, you know, his face is everything. And his long legs just drive me crazy. He's a good runner. He's a good action star. And, you know, he's not so good with the crying and emotional stuff, but he's really funny and really beautiful. So watch for Imin-ho. And now to Healer. Okay, Healer, as I said, came out in the end of 2014, ended earlier this year in February. And it stars Ji Seung-wook and Park Min-young again as lead. And this is one of those dramas with reporters, which is getting really popular in Korea. I was saying that last year was a lot about personality disorders and whatever. This year it's a lot about, you know, there was some personality disorders with Kill Me, Heal Me. And then there was some reporter dramas like Pinocchio with Lee Jung-suk and Park Shin-hye. And Healer was another reporter. I think it was a few more. And now they're getting into vampire stuff. And it's getting very weird in Korea. So, Healer is, how can I say, it's great. It's a great drama. Like, I couldn't stop watching. And that happens a lot with a lot of Korean dramas. I can't stop watching most of them, you know. But this one was really good because it had a lot of, it had a little bit of a mystery, which, you know, Korea has a problem with building up something and then at the end they just like, you know, they drop it down and you don't get the satisfaction, or you don't think it was such a big deal in the first place. Why did they make it so exciting? It's not. And they just let it fizz out without, you know, ending it correctly. And I don't know how to explain that, just to say that, you know, you don't build up suspense on a mystery and then at the end your audience can't even understand what the mystery was. And then that's what happened here. But I'm not basing my review on the mystery because that's not what was interesting me about this drama. I'm just interested about the romance and the action for this one. So, Ji Seung-wook is Junho. I think it's Junho. So Song Joon-ho is a vigilante. Well, he doesn't have noble intentions. He basically gets paid to do jobs for people. And this could include, fighting people to get to someone, getting a package, stealing something, all these things. He's basically called the healer because he heals people by saving them or like getting paid to save them or whatever, kidnap them, whatever, semantics. Anyway, so he's this guy, and I think he's semi-autistic, even though they don't say that plain out in the drama, but I think he's semi-autistic because his dream is to get enough money as healer to live in an isolated island somewhere. So, and he also has some tendencies, like he doesn't like do a lot of eye contact. And I mean, Asians in general, in Korean dramas, don't do a lot of eye contact because it's a sign of disrespect. But he, like, extra doesn't do eye contact. And this is as his healer personality sometimes. He's a little shy, a little withdrawn. And also as the other personality he takes on to, you know, be a reporter. So basically, he's hired in the beginning to get a package. And I don't know where the story went with that, but the package had DNA or something. I don't know. And it was the DNA of the girl, Park Min-young, because her uncle is trying to find her. And her uncle is Yoo Ji-tae, who we love from Secret Love and Old Boy. Yay, he's so handsome. So Yoo Ji-tae is a popular reporter. You know, he does those investigative journalistic stories. You know, he went to Afghanistan. And Park Min-young's character, Choi Young-shin, she's a fan of him. She loves him. She's like, I want to be that way. I want to be that type of reporter. And she's, you know, she works for like an internet newspaper. So her and Ji-sung-wook get involved because Ji-sung-wook is tasked with getting her DNA to match with Yoo Ji-tae because he is Kim Moon-ho, who is Yoo Ji-tae's character, is trying to match his DNA with Yeon-shin's because he's expressed that's his sister-in-law's kid. So anyway, they match and he's like, yay, I found her, blah blah blah, and he tries to hang out with her. And anyway, his station where he works as an anchor is owned by his brother, and so he's not allowed to say a lot of things against his brother, who's a corrupt bastard who works for an elder who was behind the conspiracy of So Joon-ho's or Ji Chang-wook's character's father, and also the father of Park Min-young, Choi Young-shin. So there's a bit of a birth mystery because we find out that she's adopted. So she turns out to be, you know, this lady's daughter, who is Kim Moon-ho's sister-in-law. And the whole story is that Kim Moon-ho's brother, his name is Kim Moon-sik, was lusting after Kim Moon-ho's sister-in-law, and her name is Myung-hee. So Myung-hee is this hot girl, and they back in the 80s, they were, I guess back when radio and freedom of speech was banned in Korea, they would go around in a van talking about the news, and the police would go after them, you know, trying to stop them. So anyway, Myung-hee was married to a guy, and she had the little girl, Choi Young-shin. But the Moon-sik was lusting after Myung-hee. And so what he did was kill his friend who she was married to so that he could be with her. So anyway, he has an accident, and she gets on a wheelchair, gets in a wheelchair. She becomes an invalid, and she becomes handicapped. She's in a wheelchair, and she also has seizures or something because she had a car accident, and I think he caused it, you know, on purpose. just to make her dependent on him, just to make her marry him, just to make her be with him. And he also made it so that she lost her little girl, the only tie that she had to her previous husband, who he killed, and what is more fucked up, that was his best friend. But anyway, greedy bastard. So he basically has her as a prisoner in his house. Like, she doesn't think she's a prisoner because she thinks, oh, he's my friend, he still married me even though I'm in a wheelchair, blah 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 blah, and she just doesn't know what he did. So anyway, she finds out that he's evil and goes away and just leaves his house and tries to divorce him. But he's evil, and he's like, I can't believe, why do you want to divorce me? Really? You killed my husband, and you left my daughter out on the highway. Like, of course I'm divorcing you. Like, really? Anyway, so that's what happened with them. So Jichang Wook, he's a vigilante, so basically he kidnaps people, and he falls in love with the internet reporter, Che Yun-shing, and they discover their past, and, you know, fall in love, and then, you know, beat all the bad guys, and then the plot gets contrived, because at the end, you know, there's this huge mystery with this elder, and he has a lot of power with the media and with government, and, you know, he's behind the whole conspiracy of why Kim Won-ho had to kill his friend, and, you know, it was something about the Russians. So basically, the elder was going to do a drug, like an opium drug, like a, I think it was a chemical, something you could release and then kill a lot of people. So with Russia or whatever. And the guys, as I said, they worked in a van before as reporters, and they found out. And so, you know, Kim Min-sik sold his soul to this elder guy and told him, okay, I'll reveal my friends if you give me a lot of money. So he just put his friends on the line. He got a lot of money for it. He got very powerful. And all his friends die, except for one of them, who was the one that trained Jung-ho in his martial arts. So anyway, I like Healer because it has, I don't know, it has a better plot than, I don't think it has a better plot than City Hunter. City Hunter was simpler, and it ended way better than Healer did. Throughout, it was very good. The acting, Jichang Wook beats Lee Min-ho in acting 20,000 times. Like, 20,000 times. Park Min-young is good. I really didn't like her in City Hunter, but I really liked her in Healer for some reason. And just the whole cast was better here. But if you see City Hunter, Lee Jin-pyo, oh my god. Even though he's an older guy, he is so fit and just, wow. I mean, I think I liked him more than Lee Min-ho's character, even though Lee Min-ho is also, like, really young and a pretty boy. But oh my god. Oh my god. He's so old, but he's so hot. Like, I just don't get it. And I think it's just he's evil looking. I think that's what it is. He's evil looking. Lee Min-ho, you could tell he's a good guy. He has a good heart. But I don't know. It's just, Lee Jin-pyo's character was just, wow, he's so fit, and the way he wore that bulletproof vest. Anyway, thanks for all the guys here. So, I'm gonna let you hear the soundtrack from Healer a little bit. And this is track one. It doesn't have a title for some reason. This is track one, VA. And it's an instrumental. I usually don't like these, but I figure I should let you hear it because it's awesome. Like, I'm going to make this my ringtone or something. This is on repeat. This is a beautiful song. So, beautiful instrumental. There's no lyrics to this, but it's the song they use for his action scenes. But, you know, I figure you guys can appreciate it, and I'm giving you a lot of songs anyway, so you have a lot to look up. is said, this is track one for Healer. There's no title, there's no artist, it's just various artists. This is a composed song, but very beautiful. And now for next one, I'm going to put the City Hunter soundtrack. And this is also used for the action scenes in City Hunter, when Lee Min-ho is running, when he's, you know, kicking ass. And so I'm going to put it... That was the Hot Spade instrumental from the City Hunter soundtrack. So if you want to download it, I think it's on iTunes and you can get it. So track one for Healer and Hot Spade for City Hunter, in case you're interested in downloading it. So what's the verdict? I think Healer is better for the acting, and I think City Hunter is better for the action. Yes, Ji Chang-wook was very good at kicking ass. He was a parkour. He leaped buildings, jumped off the wall. Very acrobatic, but City Hunter was the best with the action scenes. And so for action, City Hunter, for the emotional stuff, and for the depth and the story, and just, you know, the good actors, Healer is the best. And you make your choice based on what you like. Do you like the emotional or do you like action? So you could choose whatever you desire. But for me, Healer is the best right now. And something else might come along that's better, but I doubt it. So guys, I'm very sorry, but you know, last week I wasn't able to post, but this week I'm posting the podcast on Chinese dramas, and I'm posting this podcast on City Hunter versus Healer. So tell me what you think. Go to my blog, I'm going to put it in the description, and tell me what you think. Which one do you like the best and why? Okay, hasta la vista, bye bye.